Day in the Life of Sharon Goosen, Innovation for the Blind Orientation and Mobility Practitioner. A photo of Sharon training one of her clients is displayed. An orientation and mobility specialist provides guidance and support that can help persons with visual impairments develop the skill of getting to know their immediate surroundings and to, for example, walk safely and efficiently across a busy street or to the closest shopping center. Orientation and mobility is important because it allows the visually impaired person to integrate into society and to live an empowering life of independence. It can be conducted on a one-to-one basis in the visually impaired person's home, workplace, or in the community-based setting. Over the span of one day, my orientation and mobility tasks involve the following. 7 a.m. While passing through the dining room areas of Innovation for the Blind's homes for persons with visual impairments, I observe the eating habits of residents and take notes if it may appear that someone might need reinforcement and skills guidance. I also observe the orientation and mobility of our visually impaired residents while they walk to and from their home to their workplace on the premises. 7:30 a.m. I clock in at the office for administrative tasks and inquiries relating to orientation and mobility, low vision and awareness sessions. 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. During this time, I convey all my energy into orientation and mobility training sessions. 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. During my lunch recess, I observe our residents move around on the premises. 1:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. I focus on cane repairs, inquiries, and reports. 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. I coordinate the visually impaired person's music and dance sessions. 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. My focus is on low vision and orientation and mobility practice. 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. My day at the office concludes with a check-in on administrative tasks. 4:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. I continue to observe residents returning from work to their homes. I also make notes and report any potholes or points of danger in the surrounding areas that could hamper the safe and efficient orientation and mobility of our residents. 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. I offer orientation and mobility sessions as required by persons living in the training flat. Other tasks that my portfolio involves: interaction with the municipality, awareness sessions with staff members, outreaches, low vision talks, low vision assessment, ordering of assistive devices, coordinating the sport, multidisciplinary meetings, selection meetings, new intakes, Saturdays, park run, goalball, blind soccer, Sundays, tandem cycling.